Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, MJ Underwear, Christy is showing off, and Stupid World Records. It's all coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
That's just so prevalent in our society that nobody mentions what happens if you keep having it. You know, that I think every porno movie should end with giving birth to triplets. You know, just as a disclaimer, you know. So everybody knows, you know, what you're getting. You know. But I'm a stepfather, too. Which I've been for a few years now. And if you're not a step-parent, you know, you don't realize the warmth and rewards that you get for the warm, loving feeling. And it's, I hate you. Okay, here's some more money. You know, you're not like my real dad. You know, that's right. You can find me. You know. track down your real deadbeat dad and have him pay for these Barbie accessories, you know.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
A pair of Michael Jordan's used underwear has sold for nearly $3,000 at auction. Leland's Auction said the gray and black boxers with a dry cleaning tag.
Dry clean your underwear?
Still attached. Shows definite use.
And I'm with Christy on this. Who dry cleans their underwear?
I don't know.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oprah.
Extra starch. What? Makes no sense to me.
No. Don't you want that bleached?
Oprah says if you're going to splurge on anything, sheets and towels, you know, linens and underwear. The stuff that touches your body.
And pies. She
says. And pies.
Sheets, towels,
and
pies.
And fried chicken.
Okay, that makes sense. Underwear check. Ace, of course, famous for his holy underwear.
Oh, yeah.
It farted a hole in them. I don't know if Mike farted a hole in these or not.
What do you got? Boxers today? What do we got over there?
I wear briefs.
Briefs, of course. What color are they?
Gray.
Gray, okay. Chick McGee.
What color are they supposed to be?
boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm. Color?
Army green.
There we go. Josh?
I'm wearing boxers, and the color is...
Oh, plaid?
Kind of a plaid blue.
Yeah, nice. Oh, I like the boxers.
Kind of a fall look?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Christy, I'll leave you out of this. It would be on...
good
what are you talking? It's the only one we want to hear about.
Oh,
no one cares.
Doesn't sound like she has any underwear on.
I don't.
You don't? Commando today? Commando Christy.
Well, I'm wearing a skirt, so I don't really need that? To.
I thought when you walked outside, I heard sort of a jug band size.
Oh, come on.
Skirt.
Emmett Otter jug band Christmas?
I love Emmett Otter.
Has it already built in?
Yeah, guys, grow up, okay? She's a squirter, all right? It's no big deal.
See, that just got worse.
Wearing a skirt.
That just got worse.
Just lay it cool.
What have you got on?
I got some boxer briefs. I think they're dark blue, maybe.
Okay. I don't know why you'd wear anything but boxer briefs. Mm-hmm. I love them so much.
I wear the briefs, always in black.
Briefs.
I swear that's not what you used to wear.
No, you're the one that turned us on to the boxer briefs.
Changed my tune.
Black boxer briefs, what you always wore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well,
God, what do you wear? Boxers.
Really? Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of like a plaid, too, also.
Oh, you're like not the boxer club. A fall look?
Yeah. It's all falling
down. Christy, what's the difference between a skirt and culottes?
Well, first of all, no one uses the term culottes anymore.
That and clam diggers. I used to love that one.
Yes. A culotte would be a short, but it's longer. A skirt is a skirt. See, it looks like a skirt.
Yeah, it just looks like a skirt.
It has shorts underneath.
Okay.
Oh, those are attached?
Oh, okay. So is there...
sorry, I'm going to have to take a short break.
Yeah, that's...
those are very, very...
Is there something that...
So it's kind of like a boy short underneath a skirt, half but skirt? They're all connected.
So you don't have to wear underwear with them?
No, you don't.
Okay, I had no idea.
Is there a half skirt, half pants? Like a scant?
Yeah, is there a scant? So you can be scantily.
Is anyone trying to build the same joke?
Is skirts?
I am, yes, yeah.
Is there a culotte in a pants?
Is there something in the front of a...
a scrunt.
There we go. Oh, you went with the ad in the R. Okay.
Yeah, you go. You got it.
Oh, yeah, you said it.
Well, wait a minute. There's no R.
Oh, my. Yeah.
No, Josh.
Yes, sir.
That kind of word, skort, is like motel. And what do we call that?
A portmanteau. Yeah.
That's a great word.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound anything like what it is.
Is that French? It sounds like French.
It is. It
shows up in crossword puzzles.
Portmanteau.
No kidding?
It sounds like a place you would visit in Italy.
Yeah, like a cruise ship destination.
Yes, I'm going to stop in Portmanteau.
Port-au-Prince is not a portmanteau.
That's like a garage that's you like drive
a,
through.
That's like a canopy thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, over, like you pull no, under like a hotel.
When you're at a hotel, that's
Port-au-Prince.
Where they get the word timeshare from.
The port-au-prince.
Port-au-prince.
False.
Right,
thank you. let's see. Where were we? Underwear. I don't like those portmanteaus. I love them.
You don't?
Oh, like infotainment?
Oh, God. I hate that one.
Biopic.
Guesstimate.
I always thought it was biopic. That makes more sense to me than biopic.
No, biopic would mean you've got two eyes. Biopic means biography.
Well, biopic sounds like a hillbilly word jammed together. Well, it's a biography and then it's a picture.
I was watching that biopic about that Muhammad Ali.
Ali. Up the alley.
How much did that underwear go for again? Or they haven't sold it yet.
This is Michael Jordan's underwear?
Yeah.
No, it's sold for nearly $3,000.
Oh,
according to reports, the underwear went up for sale with a starting bid of $500. And after 19 bids, the pair sold for $2,784.
I don't know why
they're baning around their house right now.
Yeah. I can be like Mike.
The auction house got...
So he's wearing it on his face, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Baning it up the underwear. Jordan's friend and bodyguard, John Michael Wozniak, who also gave the company other items worn by Michael Jordan.
How nice of him.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
I'm guessing he's his ex-friend. I gave him suits, coats, dress shirts, and ties to also sell.
So there you go. These stories, I don't know, I shouldn't be angry about all this stuff.
Would you buy something from someone?
No, I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I have Mark Rippon's jockstrap in the house. I don't know where it is, but I've got it. And it was given to me. I wouldn't know. I don't think I would have purchased it.
Yeah.
Did you wash it when you got it?
Not right away.
Okay.
I pranced around.
He drank some Diet Pepsi out of it first.
That's right.
Ah, the smell of victory.
That's right. Made some sun tea, and then I...
Oh, about that.
I gave it a proper wash. After I wrung it out.
Yeah, I mean, is this...
Laying on my back. Yep. Is that what you want?
Well, I don't know. I don't get it, but whatever. What do you have over there at the sports desk?
That's a great question.
Stupid world record.
Canadian strongman Kevin Fast.
That's funny.
F-A-S-T, that's right. has broken the Guinness World Record for the heaviest vehicle pulled.
Oh, my. Ooh. What could it be, you think?
I hope it's not a train. The 58-year-old strong man pulled a Metropolitan Transportation Authority bus weighing over 33,000 pounds, a total of 16 feet, to earn the title. Mr. Fass pulled the 40-foot-long, all-electric MTA New York City Transit bus along Manhattan's West 67th Street by sitting on the pavement and pulling the bus towards him.
Oh. Man, oh, man.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture of this. Yep, that's a bus sitting there pulling it with a rope.
And you would think that his bowels would have had to have loosened.
Seriously. He would.
So all that grunting and straining. And
a prolapse.
An episiotomy, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I just crapped out my lungs.
Yeah. But I got the record. I'm Kevin Fast. Hey,
is this bus going to the hospital?
It is now. Okay, congratulations, sir.
Yikes.
And congratulations. Could you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Mike Swindell, the My Pillow guy from My Pillow.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, listen, how about a little pillow talk?
Okay.
You know, we get so many emails and cards and letters from happy customers. I thought I'd share some with you. We also have Giza sheets that go great with My Pillow. You could combine my sheets plus My Pillow all from My Pillow. Okay, dear Mike Swindell, what did My Little Pony say when he met My Pillow?
What?
P.S. I love My Pillow. Sincerely, Katie from Fresno. What did my little pony say when he met My Pillow? So I wrote back. It's a pony. It doesn't speak pillow. Here's another one. Dear Mike Swindell, I was able to write this first thing thanks to another good night's sleep with My Pillow. So why stop there? Why just My Pillow? Why not an entire food line like My Pickles, My Pizza? Matter of fact, Mike, you could mix the two. Just include some dill seed inside the crust. Mix it with the pizza, and when the crust rises, you'll have My Dildo. My Dildo. This is Mike Swindell. I love My Dildo.
Okay, so that's right. Pizza crust with a little dill in it.
Yes.
That's nice. Fascinating. A pickle pizza. Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'd like a pickle pizza. Pickle on a pizza?
I would not.
No.
What about like a cheeseburger pizza? They got burger, they got a little cheese, American cheese on there.
I think one of the places calls that a papadilla or something.
Would you do that with the pickle on there? Would that be a good combo for
it? I'm going to tell you that. It's pretty good.
That's an excellent question.
I've had it. It's like cheeseburger and dough and cheese and dough. And
when I lived in Korea, pizza came with a side of pickles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what I've had? I've had a Cuban-inspired pizza with two kinds of pork on there, the Swiss cheese, little pickles. Delicious, my friend.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
A little Cubano.
Mmm, I love a Cuban.
Mmm.
Mmm, tasty.
They are.
Okay, I like that Cuban breakfast.
What's the matter, Christy?
Rice.
Oh, nothing.
Rice.
Who's your favorite
beans.
Cuban? Castro still? Are you number one after all these years?
No.
Somewhat of an unsung hero, is he?
Desi Arnaz, right? Maybe.
Oh, that may be it.
I am Cuban Pete.
Oh.
That was a little Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, too, for that ass.
Yeah. We'll dig up a little Cuban Pete for you in a second. We've got.
I think Tom may be embarrassed by this, but he made the mistake of telling us that, yes, this morning he was driving to work, and he said, what's the actual wording of what you did, Tom?
Oh, I cranked it up.
This song.
Yeah.
This song.
This song is so funny because it's this sort of sweet,
right,
yacht rock song, but it's about daytime humping. And there's actually some really nice guitar playing in there.
Sure.
And do you remember they had their own TV show?
Sure. Letterman was a part of it.
Was this the Star Flyers and the Gay Whistlers or something?
Yeah, you're close. What was the
Starlight Vocal Band? Yeah. Taffy Danoff. Bill and Taffy Danoff.
I don't remember that.
Taffy Danoff.
Do you even have a show?
You hear a name like...
Here's the best part coming up. Oh, that little... That really nice little guitar thing. And Eddie, I don't know what... sometimes you're... Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all.
Once again, Mr. Shatner apparently going to outer space at the age of 90.
Possibly in October, yes.
Wow.
All right.
Go, Bill.
Is he going alone?
No, he's going to ride in one of those Bezos.
It's a four-seater, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With other people, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Well,
for
the other one was a four-seater. I don't know if Bezos is a four-seater, is it?
Oh, I thought it was.
They should get he and Picard.
Orion.
Patrick Stewart, Mark Hamill.
Get all these, wouldn't that be great?
And Sigourney Weaver. Get them all up there.
Here's your movie. You start doing this, but there's an underground, you know, like they have underground supper clubs.
Oh, sure.
Now you have underground rocket launches.
Right.
And only you nominate people to put in the rocket and shoot them into space, but they don't ever come back.
I like it. Kind of a star chamber type thing.
Exactly.
And were they sent out because Earth's about to be destroyed and they're going to have to repopulate on a different planet?
No, it could be because you're mad at someone you used to be in a legal entanglement with or whatever. On the rocket. Patty, you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Put them on the rocket and shoot them up in space and the rocket explodes.
Isn't Mr. Shatner, are they still making that series where he's out there with...
I don't think so. With Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, the comedian. Oh, with Jeff Dye.
The comedian that NBC... Jeff Dye. Really tried to force down our throats for, what, 5-6 years?
Jeff's very funny.
You're going to like this guy.
I love him.
We get it.
Funny.
He's handsome.
He is handsome.
I like Jeff. He's very funny.
He's a rascal.
Very nice when he was in.
But, I mean, that'd be cool. Terry Bradshaw going to space? He'd be great.
Yeah, he'd be funny.
So I wonder if this is going to be a celebrity version of this. We'll find out. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Six people it'll hold.
Okay.
Blue Origin.
See, we could get Terry on there.
Would you guys rather go to space with five other people that you know or five strangers?
I'd rather stay here on the ground than observe.
Oh, okay.
Great question, Jess. I think that's a terrific question.
I think if I had to, I would go with strangers.
Oh, I'm going with people I know.
Yeah. Give me one person I know and then four strangers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Can you imagine us on a rocket?
Well, I didn't say I would pick you people.
Oh. Hell of a show.
Are we going 15 minutes or are we going the 4-day version?
The 4-day thing, like I said.
What's the record?
I bet they get bored.
Yeah, they must.
Yeah.
Because I remember they were saying last week that they have to fix Elon Musk, so they have to fix the toilets, and they were complaining about the Wi-Fi, and Chick pointed out. The satellites right there.
Yeah. Just run a wire out to it. Why can't they?
Space in Vegas. 4 days is too much.
Oh yes. Yeah, two nights in Vegas is baloney.
And also having family stay with you. I'll say that as well.
Because the Elon Musk thing, they were like 150 miles off Earth, right?
Yeah.
But this thing just goes up quickly, and you're
come
only
back
in space.
Down 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. I still wouldn't want to do it.
Okay.
Especially for $28 million. Remember, that's what one guy paid to do that?
I'm almost sure I would begin vomiting.
It would be 6 hours of me puking.
I hit weightlessness, I would be vomiting.
Right.
$28 million.
You don't realize those G-forces are something.
Dude, just do that Epcot ride or Mission Space or whatever. I nearly threw up during that.
I used to ride the roller coasters and spin around and rode that. I can't no more.
Getting a Tesla and have somebody go from 0 to 60. Will not believe.
It's ridiculous how fast those
how go. Fast they go so yeah. quickly.
And just go over a speed bump going 25. You'll feel that thing, man. Are you kidding me?
By the way, I heard
catching some air.
I have a technical issue to ask about. There's a street right near where we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to is a Tom Griswold.
Let me finish my point here. I'm very familiar with speed bumps.
Yes.
Now, in this street, anyone know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
There are, how many days a week do you forget about them?
Just take the other streets.
No, I'm not complaining about them. People were going too fast in the road. It's a residential street. I'm totally in favor of these.
There was one whiny person.
But they're called...
I saw that guy out there.
They're called speed humps.
Right?
Right.
Now,
humps.
I think we all know that a speed hump is what Josh experienced in the backseat of a Buick as a senior in high school at the prom.
Even then, I was on Paxil.
Speedy about it.
And I didn't get laid at prom, I'll have you know. Oh, wait a minute. That still doesn't sound good for me.
A speed hump.
I still seem like a loser.
Am I right? They're called speed humps.
Yes, that's a speed hump, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is huge, by the way.
When did they change it?
The humps are longer.
Well, the humps are,
it's a bigger one.
The humps are small.
The humps are longer. I apologize.
Do you forget them every time you go up through there?
No, I go to the next street to the west.
Do you?
Oh, really?
Just take a left. Take a left at the hill.
Okay. Yeah.
The next street to the west. I know that's technically what it is, but that's a funny way to say it.
Next street to the west, my friend.
Yeah.
What are you, Louis Lamar?
Yes. Yeah, Tom always acts like he's lost in the prairie whenever he's giving you direction. Now, what you want to do is go north. you mean turn right? Well, yeah.
Look at the star.
I often choose a longer route to get places.
No doubt.
No.
A lot of this is I have no direction. I have no awareness of what direction I'm facing at any time.
You have the carbon footprint of Godzilla.
I got no idea what's...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.